your raven.
Perhaps the cover Shabbos. We'll start off with a short v'halocha. Benegayet v'hilchus lechem mishnah. Kaim alon lahalocha that the seder of lechem mishnah on Lel Shabbos and Shabbos by day is lekoit shtauti, lekoit tauti, ubeitzeh achada. That means to say, he holds two in his hands, ubeitzeh achada. Exactly what beitzeh means. Lefum pashta beitzeh achada means that he cuts one. He cuts one out of the two. And what's interesting is to try to understand what's the idea of the lekoit shtauti, lekoit tauti. What exactly are you being mekayim by holding the two at the time? What are you doing with them? So we see an interesting machlekes which perhaps sheds light on this inyan. The machlekes is going hilchas psochim benegea to the matzis of Leila Seder. We actually take three matzis for Leila Seder, but the Rif Shitta, the Rambam, is that you take two matzis for Leila Seder, only two. Some Sfaldim, the Temonim, take only two matzis for Leila Seder. What are the two matzis made out of? One is a shlema, a complete matzah, and the other one is a prusa, is a cut-up matzah, a piece. Why do we have a prusa? So the Gemara explains, lechem oni, lechem oni, ma darkish l'oni beprusa. An oni, his derech is to have a prusa, to have a piece, not to have a home. Therefore, says the Rif, you take two matzahs, and you don't take two full matzahs, two whole matzahs, one full one, and one prusa. The Rif himself asks, I mean, what happened to the rule of lechem mishnah? Lechem mishnah needs two complete lechems, two full lechems, two shleimim. Says the Rif, that the din of lechem only came and it was megareya from the second lechem, that instead of taking a sholim, a full one, you take only a prusa. The din of lechem only was megareya. Also, din shel lechem oni v'gora. That's the lashon of the v'gora from the second lechem, and turned it into a prusa. Ad kan divrei Harif. Tosfos holds not that way. What we do is we bet'em do like Tosfos. We take three matzahs, but emes half of the middle matzah we cut yachatz. We put half away. When it comes to the hamotzi lechem in haoretz, we've only got 2.5 matzahs over there. And Tosfos explains, as Be'emes, the makeup of the 2.5 matzahs is like this. Two full matzahs, you use them for lechem mishnah. And the other half, you're using for the prusa, for mitzvahs, matzah, for the mitzvahs, be'er teichlu matzahs. That's how Tosfos learns. However, Tosfos is mechadish, that even that matzah, do you make the hamotzi? On which matzah do you make the hamotzi? So Tosfos is mechadish, the birchas hamotzi you make on the prusa. You make the birchas hamotzi on the prusa. That means according to Tosfos, Tosfos has 2.5 matzahs. The actual hamotzi you're making on the prusa. And you've got, besides for that, two full matzahs, shleimim, for the din of lechem mishnah. So actually the first question is, why does Tosfos require to make the hamotzi on the prusa? If there's a din of lechem oini, there's a din of lechem oini, which is a din about the matzah of be'erev teichlu matzahs, the matzah of mitzvah. So l'chayla, the matzah of mitzvah, you're eating later. Now you're just making a simple birchas hamotzi, you're having a sudas yomtov. Why does Tosfos require that the birchas hamotzi should be made on the prusa? So you see a very interesting idea in Tosfos, and Azayi's Meduik as well in the Rif. The Rosh learns this plat in the Rif, a chiddush. We think, we understand the din of lechem oini, ma'ad darkish oini beprusa, is a halacha which was said about the matzah shel mitzvah, the matzah with which you mekayim mitzvahs, matzah be'erev teichlu matzahs. The Rif and Kenira Tosfos learn no. There's al koponim another halacha in the din of lechem oini, and it says like this, ma'ad darkish oini kol hashana. When an oni is beitzeah, when an oni is mevorich on pass, he's mevorich on a broken pass. An oni doesn't have the money for a sholim, so he's mevorich on a broken pass. So too, Leil HaSeder, the din of lechem oni says to be mevorich like an oni is mevorich. On what an oni is mevorich, you should be mevorich. So you make the brocha on a broken pass. That's what the Rif says, and the Kinnir, that's what Tosfos holds as well. A Rif doesn't speak this out explicitly, but the Rosh learns this into the Rif. And it's a tremendous chiddush. we're acquainted with the din of lechem oini as being a separate halacha, a special halacha, which was said on the matzah of mitzvah, on the matzah with which you're mekayim be'ev teichul matzahs. And the Rif is telling us that the din of lechem oini has another halacha to it. Besides all a rule about the matzah shel mitzvah, it's also a halacha in the hamoitzi of the night. The birchas hamoitzi of the night also has to be done on idik, also has to be done on the prusa. It's a nocha halacha in the din of lechem oini. The Rosh argues on this. The Rosh argues on this Rif in this point. Kenira, Tosfos, who also learns that the birchas hamoitzi has to be on a prusa, also goes al darkei shel Rif. That what? And there's a separate din of lechem oini on the birchas hamoitzi itself. The birchas hamoitzi has to be made on a lechem oini, on a prusa, like an onim is mevorech on a prusa. Pardon? Oh, we'll come to it. Al kaponim, so we have over here a point where the Rif and Tosis both agree on, that the birchas hamoitzi itself has to be made, this is al kaponim, the way the Rosh learns the Rif, the birchas hamoitzi has to be made on the prusa because it is new din of lechem oini, a new halacha. Now comes the question. The Rif understood, because of this din of lechem oini, which was said about the birchas hamoitzi, therefore that has an impact on the rule of lechem mishnah. Now, whereas normally you take two full lechems, two shleimim, over here you don't. You take only one and a half. And Tosis holds not that way. Tosis holds that nonetheless, even though there is a din, that you have to make the hamoitzi on the prusa, but there's still an outstanding rule of lechem mishnah, which requires two full lechems. Two full lechems aside for this pass. So this is the point I want to try to explain. What's going in what prat gate di machlekes? What's in the kudas hamachlekes between Tosis and the Rif? Both of them hold of this yesoid. There's a din of lechem oini, which was said about the birchas hamoitzi. The Rif, as a result of this, took on a yesoid that we've chepered, we've been pegea in the rule of lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah, whereas normally it's two, now it's one and a half. And Tosis holds it doesn't impinge on the din of lechem mishnah. You still have a din of lechem mishnah, and at this you have which requires two, and you make the birchas hamoitzi on this one. What could be the nukudas hamachlokes? Oh, you're saying a good thought. You are saying, what's the hesber in the Rif, that the Rif understands that you have a lechem mishnah over here with one and a half. You're saying, because an onis bread is always a piece. So we made it still called a lechem. We'll come to that svar later. It's a very good svar. So I think you see like this. Actually, we'll start from the Tosfos. To me, Tosfos is a tremendous chiddush. There's a halacha of lechem mishnah. And over here, in this case, when you're making the birchas hamoitzi, you're taking a third bread for the hamoitzi. You're making hamoitzi on the prusa. So where is the key? How are you mekayim the din of lechem mishnah? What does the din of lechem mishnah require? How are you mekayim lechem mishnah if you're not making a bracha on it altogether? You're making a bracha on the third prusa. So you're suggesting that Ebe'emes and Leil HaSeder, the din of lechem mishnah is two and a half. You're saying you've got Be'emes two full shleimim, so you've got what you refer to the minimum requirement for lechem mishnah, and you're adding on a third as well. It could be, just it's not so mashma from Tosfos that Be'emes, when it comes to Leil HaSeder, lechem mishnah became bigger, two plus a half.
Oh,
right. Right.
So
the question is, it looks more like the second way in Tosfos, that you're mekayim the din of lechem mishnah with the two shleimus over here. But my question is, what did you do with those two shleimus? What did you do with them? How are you mekayim? What sort of kiyum did you have in the shleimus if they're just standing there? You're not even mevorach on them. So maybe you can say chiddush here. And this is, I'm saying this, it's a chiddush which has a nafkamina locha lemaisa. Perhaps you see from Tosfos that the din of lechem mishnah says, what's the rule of lechem mishnah? Lekolchtein. The din of lechem mishnah says that two lechomim have to be included in the brocha. The brocha has to be chal on two lechomim, on two shleimim. That's, so to speak, the kavod shabbos, that the birchas hamoitzi is not made on one bread, it's made on two shleimim. That's kavod shabbos lechem mishnah. the barucha is chal on two lechems. Maybe, if that's the union of the Kovar Shabbos, kemen fashtein over here, even though lemaisa, the actual maisa barucha, you're making on the prusa, on the third one, but when you're making the barucha on the third one, your das is, and the barucha should patter, the barucha should be matter, the other two shleimim as well. They're also nichlal in the barucha. If you say that, pileploy, Tosis holds, Ebazoi, you can be mekayim both halachas over here. On the one hand, you've got a din of lechem mishnah. On the other hand, you've got a din of lechem oini. There's a mokim to be mekayim both of them in full. The din of lechem oini is mayim mida halacha. On what pass do you make the barucha? The barucha you make on the lechem oini. The din of lechem mishnah talks about what has to be included in the barucha. What has to be nitar alidei the barucha. That's the other two. Efshe lekayim shneim, says Tosis Ebazoi, you end up with 2.5. That's another broch later on. That's the mitzvah matzah. But what I'm suggesting is, as in Tosis it will come out, that the kiyum of lechem oini is this, that two lechomim were nichlal in his birchas hametzi. They became nitar, they became permitted al yedei the birchas hametzi. That would explain Tosis very well. No, if that's pshat in Tosis, so what's the biyu in the rif? The rif holds there's a conflict between these two halachas. There's a din halacha, there's a halacha of lechem mishnah, which says have two shleimim. And then there's a halacha of lechem oini, which says to make the broch on lechem oini. The Rif holds these two things are seisa, they contradict one the other, and therefore says the Rif, the din of lechem oini came and was megarea. What does megarea mean? It really was uprooted to a certain extent, the din of lechem mishnah over here. You can't have, you don't need two shleimim over here. No, now it's enough 1.5. That's what the Rif is learning from this din of lechem oini. What I see from the Rif, you see from the Rif a Chiddush. As Lechem Mishnah, the din of Lechem Mishnah is Mechayev, that the Maisa Brocha has to be made in one of those two Lechems. That's what's clear Mukhar from the Rif. The Maisa Brocha has to be made in one of those two Lechems. Therefore, the Rif presents a stira. On the one hand, you've got din Lechem Mishnah, two Shleimim. On the other hand, the Maisa Brocha has to be made on the Prusa. Nu. Kenir over here, the din of Prusa gets rid to a certain extent of the din of Lechem Mishnah. Now you have Reuven Svara. He suggests a Svara that the Rif doesn't mean that we've altogether got rid of the din of Lechem Mishnah. He's suggesting that maybe the Rif means that seeing as there's a din of Lechem Oini, Lechem Kishmei, an Oni, Dauke Beprusa, by an Oni, that's what's called bread by an Oni. Everybody else, bread is not a piece. Bread is a Dovah Shalom, a kicker is a bread. By an oni, darkish lechem oni. What's a lechem of an oni? A prusa is the lechem of an oni. So you're suggesting as maybe that's called clearly you got two, according to the Rif. Could be, it's a nice svara. It's not mukhrach in the Rif, but it could be it's a nice svara in the Rif. Bechol oifen, zachinu ledin, as the Rif over here is telling us another room, as the din of lechem mishnah is not just mechayev. We'll say like this, to be precise. The din of lechem mishnah is mechayev that you've got to take one of those two lechems and make a brocha on one of those two lechems. Now the question is, as I say, vosfot ke the machlekes. Where's the machlekes over here? What's the shayush of this machlekes between Tosis and the Rif? So it could be that the Rif has the same havona as Tosis, that the din of lechem mishnah is to have two included in the brocha, but the Rif has a second halach in lechem mishnah. It's not just that two have to be included in the brocha, but you've got to be mavarich on one of the two. He has a second halacha which Tosis doesn't have in the din of lechem mishnah. It could be that's the argument. But it could be, a hecher avot. As the Rif has a whole different understanding in lechem mishnah itself. Tosfos learns Lechem Mishnah is that two breads are included in the bracha. The bracha was matted two breads. Perhaps the Rif learns something else. Lechem Mishnah is a double lechem. What's a double over here? Perhaps the Indian of the double is that there's Lekoit Stein. Lekoit Stein means there were two lechems presented for them for the bracha. In other words, the mitzvah Lechem Mishnah says, be maimed, present two for the bracha, and take one out of the two. That's your Lechem Mishnah. The idea of Lechem Mishnah is taking one out of two. Shabbos, make a choice. Barachova, be barachova. Have two present for the bracha, i.e. be maimed two for the bracha. They're both available. And take one out of the two. That's the idea of the Lechem Mishnah. In which case, it's a totally different concept of Lechem Mishnah. In Tosfos Lecha Mishnah is be matir a double loaf. In the Rif Lecha Mishnah is have two available for the bracha. Take one out of the two. That's it. You took one out of the lekoit shtaim ubracha chada. If that's the taich in the Rif, so the way the Rif understands the vart is, you were, there were two available for the bracha. Avad it follows on. You took one out of the two. That's the idea. Have two there for the bracha and take one out of the two of them. That's where the Rif is coming from. Then it's very geschmack. What's the machlekes between the Rif and Tosfos? The Rif holds as having to make the bracha one of them is part and parcel. The etzem lecha mishnah, it's one out of the two. And Tosfos lecha mishnah is a different concept being matter too. If that is true, I have enough gemina loch lemaisa, which I'm looking for rise. What's the din? The svarim are full of lecha questions. What happens if you have lecha mishnah and the second bread is a bread which is osa to eat? Or it's not roi lachila. It's not roi lachila. Frozen food. Can you use a frozen piece of bread for lecha mishnah? It's a shaila in the poskim. Can you use a bread which is also ba'achila? They say definitely not. You can't use a bread which is also ba'achila. Frozen food that chayim the poskim talk about, maybe it's got to be roi for achila during the suda. Perhaps even if this moment of time it's frozen, if during the suda it won't be frozen, it's good for lecha mishnah. These questions that chayim speak about, I have a new question. And my question is, what's the din? If a shas the lecha mishnah, the mavorech had das not to be matir the second lecha. When he makes the birchas hamoti, his birchas hamoti is specifically for one out of the two. He's not got das to be matir the second lechem. What's the din? If he's only got das to be matir one of the two lechems, so in hilchas brachas, if you have das to limit your bracha to one and not the other, in Chanami, the halacha is you need to make a new bracha on the other one later on. My question is, did he lose his mitzvah of lechem mishnah? That's my shaila. Few I'm suggesting it should come out as Kenzain, it should be told in this machlekes between Tosfos and the Rif. In Tosfos, the musuk of lechem mishnah is to be matter than both. You weren't matter than both. You only had das to be matter one. In the Rif, two. You took one out of the two. You took one out of the two. That's your ingin of lechem mishnah. Lechem it should come out a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rif halacha lemaisa. Ad kan b'divrei halacha in the lechem mishnah. A short vort b'negei to parshas haShavua. Parshas Koyach, Rashi, the first Rashi, on the first Pasuk, Rashi says, Ma ro lachlikim Moshe. Niskana, Koyach was niskana al nisiyusoi shemina Moshe. He was niskana on the nisiyus of Moshe Rabbeinu, was mamana el itzofo. And because it was niskana, Rashi's mefarish a little bit, Moshe took this, Aaron took that, this brother, this son, that son of Levi, it's my turn. And because it was Niskana, so it was Boli de Machlekes. That's, Rashi describes that as being the source of the Machlekes of Koyach with Moshe. The Mishnah in Ovis, famous Mishnah in Ovis, says that the Machlekes Koyach with Moshe is a Machlekes Shalei L'Shem Shamayim. Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim is Hilul V'Shamay. Machlekes Shalei L'Shem Shamayim is Koyach V'Adosei. Shalei L'Shem Shamayim. Now the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, as the problem with the machlekes of Koyach was the machlekes, it was Shalei L'Shem Shamayim. There's a diuk from the Mishnah. The etzem machlekes of Koyach, the etzem machlekes, there's no problem with the etzem machlekes. As far as concerns, I call it the noisa, the subject of the machlekes, the etzem machlekes. The etzem, you can compare the machlekes of Koyach to the machlekes of Hillel V'Shamayim. The problem with the machlekes of Koyach was in the Shem Shamayim. Was in the kavana behind the taina. Was Shalei L'Shem Shamayim. His kavana wasn't pure, wasn't L'Shem Shamayim. Is medafta mavarazain. So what was, I call it gufo shamachlekes, what was the actual inin of the machlekes? And where was the Shalei L'Shem Shamayim, which produced such terrible results? So what I'm saying ba'etzem is in the Beruchim, Zechayin Elavacha, the Mashkech from the Meir, he ba'etzem talks about this inin. The first point is the kinna of Koyach. What was he mekana? He was mekana in the shtela of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was looking for a shtela. That was the inyan of the kinna of Koyach. He was looking for a shtela. If he was looking for a shtela, so his fight was about shtelas. If the fight was about shtela, then the whole machlekes was a possible machlekes. It wasn't a machlekes which was just the problem was merely a point in the Shem Shemaim. The whole machlekes was a possible machlekes. The vice taste nicht does it. The machlekes be'etzem of Korach with Moshe Rabbeinu be'etzem started off as a very deep and serious and to a certain extent legitimate machlekes. What did Korach want? Korach wanted to be a kohen. Kol ha'elu kudlu k'doshim v'seichem Hashem v'madu tisnasu. He wanted to be a kohen. What was Korach looking for? Korach be'etzem was looking for kirbas Hashem. He saw tremendous madrigas a person can reach, kohuna. He had kinah on that madriga. He also wants to be zeiche to reach that madriga. He also wants that special kirva of which lies in being a kohen. That was be'emes the shoyish of the rotzen of Korach. This type of kinah, be'etzem, is a permitted form of kinah. The moshe we find it in other places in the chumash. Oh, Reuven brings kinah seifim tarba chochma. We know that kinah is a very healthy thing. Adrab, it's a double rotzwi. Kinah seifim tarba chochma. That be'emes is a question which they ask. What's the problem with Korach being mekana? Kinah seifim tarba chochma. He wasn't being mekana in yinyonim gashmi. Was be mekanyin on ruchnim kinnas leifim tarba chochma. Aaron Akoyin, Parshas Baleischa, after the Nesim Chol Shadaitei, the foolish over there. Aaron Akoyin had chalisha sadas from the fact that the Nesim was zeicha to the tremendous kirva of bringing the kabbonis and Nesim. Aaron Akoyin was missing that mila, was missing that madrega. He had a tremendous rotzim for that madrega. Shalachah gadolim shalahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards him for this, Shalachah gadolim shalahem. So we see other Abba, Faket. It's something which is rotzui, to look for Madregas, to look at somebody else, see the Madregas which he can achieve, and say, hey, let me be able to do it as well. So where did this go wrong? Where did the kinah of Korach go wrong? This is the Nekuda. The Nekuda is like this. When a person is looking to reach Madrigas Ruchnius, and he has a kinah, he sees there's a Madriga out there which he would like also to be masik to reach. That's a tremendous rotzen. But there's always a danger, a risk. Within that she'ifa is a question of direction, a question of focus. And the Nekudah over here is like this. A healthy kinah, a kinah of Aliyah, is when you look at somebody else and see his madrigas and say, Eibishta, let me, with my kelim, also be zeicha to reach those madrigas. Your worry is about yourself. Your worry is, you look at Yena in order to be able to work on yourself, to grow. I can see what can be reached. I use Yena as a role model, what can be reached. And I want to grow. Let me also reach that level. That's a healthy kinah. Where did Korach go wrong? There's a chuta saira de kenaf gemin over here. At one point, Korach turned around and said, hey, you shouldn't have it. Korach wanted to take away from Yenem. Azen is on nishtom. Korach says, that's the posuk. Kolei dukum kutayishim uteichem Hashem. Umadua tisnasu al kal Hashem. What is his taina madua tisnasu? His taina is, we all deserve it. And therefore what? A pure man says, we all deserve it. And therefore, let us all grow. He points the finger at himself, but Korach pointed the finger at Moshe. Maduot isnaso kal Hashem. He pointed the finger at Moshe. You, why did you take it? Korach has tainus kineged Moshe. That's where it went wrong. The Yalkut Shemoni says, "Ein ben Gehenim legan Edim elu kochot asayra." The difference between Gehenim and Gan Edim is kochot asayra. A mashu makes a difference between Gehenim and Gan Edim. What does that mean? The chayr we understand Gehenim is a different area b'chal. It's a different pu'ula which brings to Gehenna. And Gan Eden, pu'ula A, pu'ula Shal Mitzvah brings to Gan Eden. Pu'ula B brings to Gehenna. Kuchot Asayra means as follows. The same act of a Kuchot Asayra this way, Gan Eden. Kuchot Asayra that way, Gehenna. There can be some very small margin sometimes which makes all the difference in the world. This is what you see in Machlekes. This is what you see by Korach, the kinah from Korach. The kinah of Korach was a gewaltige Sach be'etzen. Had it been pure Ad HaSoif, it would have been tremendous. It would have been Aaron HaKohen. You want to go up to you want to reach tremendous Madrigas, and the Eibushter will give you. Oh, but he went wrong. There was a deviation. He pointed the finger instead of at himself, at Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the last part, the lefizeh of the whole time of Korach went wonky. He pointed the finger at Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was Shalei Hashem Shemaim. That Kuchut HaSaira put him in Gehenna. That's Prat by Korach. Lemaisa, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chof Gimel, speaks about the Chazal were masakin a pious, Trumas Hadeshen. Pious means they had to get some sort of lottery in order to be Zeichan Trumas Hadeshen. Why? The Mishnah speaks about the case that initially, who was Zeichan Trumas Hadeshen? The one who got there first. The Mishnah speaks out, what was the story? Shnei Koinim, Shneim Shovim, they were both of the same strength. Vorotzim Vo'ilim Bekevesh. Kidem Echad Mehen Lotech Abam Shal Chaveiroi. One of them got into the Daldamis of the second one, not Al Sakin, but Tokaloi Beliboi. He took a Sakin and he killed it. It's unbelievable. Because of that, they changed the whole plan, how to be Zeichon Trumas Hadeshen, only with the pious. We're talking about here two Kainim running up the Mizbeach in order to be Zeichon Trumas Hadeshen. It was early in the morning, yeah, Trumas Hadeshen. It wasn't like Yeshivish times, it was early in the morning. Yeah, and Mamish, they're running up, they both come to Zeichon the Mitzvah, and then what happens? He sees Yenis going one step ahead, bang, kills him. We can't understand such a thing. Oh, but this is the idea. Be'etzem, these two Kainim, they start off with a tremendous rotzen. A rotzen to be Zeicha in the Madrega of Trumas Hadeshen. They want to be Zeicha in the Madrega of Ruchnis. What happens? But one of them, tracht a bissel wegen sich. He has a shtickle, what I call it, a neuchistic approach. No, I want to be Zeicha. The word, the musik of a neuchis means I, not him. I want to be Zeicha. It's not pure. When it comes to Yon Ruchnim, if you're not pure, it can be very dangerous. And that's the story of the Trumas Hadeshen is the unfortunate result of an impure machshava betoich hamizgeres of running for ruchnis. That's the same idea which we have by Korach. That's why Korach was a machleikus which be'etzem, on a basic level was a gewaltiger machleikus. Can be comparable to machleikus of Shammai. Oh, but the problem was it was shalei l'shem shamayim. And this slight deviation of shalei l'shem shamayim produced the chut ha'saira which brought him to Gehenna. It had an interesting machshava. We say, the Mishnah says in Avos, "Akin of a taiva kovoid metziv ma'adam in ha'olam." Rashi says in the Mishnah of Avos, Rashi says, "What kinna referring to?" Rashi says the kinna of that Mishnah, which is metziv ma'adam in ha'olam, is the kinna of Korach v'chol hadasi metziv ma'adam in ha'olam. Korach was yotzei min ha'olam. That kinna could be metziv ma'adam in ha'olam. So I was thinking of interesting machshava. We find how is Korach nenash? The oynish of Korach was he was swallowed up alive. Chaim sho'olam, bri chadosha, achleikus ba'akopanim. But kipshutei zicher one day who was nibla chaim, was swallowed up alive. So the mefarshim are very busy with this. Like, what's the idea of punkt swallowed up alive? Why did he have to go down there alive? Why did he have to go down there alive? So there's many drachim. I was thinking, that there's a lesson over here. A king of a time of COVID might seem modern in Olam. Which world does he lose? Where does he go? So, Pashas, he understands, modern in Olam means as Nebuch, perhaps as a result of that, he's going to die in the end of the day. But I don't think that's the pshat. The Metzim modern in Olam means Olam Hazeh. In this world, he's out of the world. The Gemara says, as the Olam Hazeh was built, Olam Hazeh was never behei. The Olam was never behei. What's the idea of a hay? Hay's got psochim. You can fall out. You don't necessarily have to be in the world. You can fall out of the world. There's a hay. There's psochim to move out. Someone who's mekana loses his Olam Hazeh. What do I mean? Because the side of the Olam Hazeh of a person is the Olam where the person is with himself and he's meant to build himself up. What happens by kinna? By kinna, The moment he's mekana the tzveita, so be'etzem, he's lost contact with himself. He's put the focus in the wrong place. Instead of pointing inwards, he's pointing at the tzveita. That's what kinnah is all about. The wrong form of kinnah is when your hand is pointed at the tzveita. Yen is on nisht hom. You've forgotten what the focus of life is all about. The focus of life is to build oneself, to point inwards. You're pointing outwards. That's what kinnah is. And the moment the person points in the wrong direction, he's made himself, he's neutralized his ability to build, to work on himself. He's out of contact with himself. So the metzin ha'odam in ha'olam perhaps is the ben shaleng, the odam shaboy, his odam, his zich. The metzin odam in ha'olam, he's lost his zich. What do you mean he's lost his zich? He's out of contact with himself. That's the problem of kinnah. Taiva v'kov would have the same thing. You're running after something which is not you, and it overtakes you, and therefore you lose contact with yourself, and therefore metzin odam in ha'olam. You're out of this world. Nothing left. So the problem of Korach was his chayim. The problem of Korach was that his chayim became absolutely a rake of any tachlis. His chayim wasn't a chayim. He didn't have what to live for. That's why it was Nivla Chayim, to show us this Nukuda. As the chayim of Korach was Nivla. The chayim of Korach got lost. Not that he died and therefore he's not Ben Olam. Nein, his chayim itself. That was the Nukuda which was Nivla. He lost the chayim itself. I'd like to feroz. There's a pasuk. I think it's in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Rekev atzoma iskina. Rekev atzom is kinah. What's rekev? Rekev is decay. Rekev atzom is kinah. The decay of atzom is kinah. So I was miskasha a little bit. Why do we call kinah decay? The kinah brings the chum. But why is it decay? What does decay mean? The decay of atzom is. I thought perhaps you can explain this with the same idea. The code of decay is waste. That the etzem becomes wasted, decay becomes wasted. That's what it is. The etzem becomes wasted. The pasuk is saying when you mekana somebody else, and your focus is on yenim, that yenim shouldn't have, and the focus is in the wrong place. So not only are you looking for something which is mechutz from you, which doesn't belong to you. So what you're looking for is something, so to speak, you can't get. Because yenem is not your issue. But there's another problem over here. Because you focus on yenem, like I said beforehand, you lose the focus on zich. You lose your awareness of your own kelim. You lose the awareness of what the Eibishter did give you. And that loss of awareness means that therefore the koichos which Eibishter gave you go to waste. Rekev atzomais kina. The atzomais become decayed. Your own koichos get lost. And perhaps the loss of atzomais. Okay, that's where the Kemat Chassidish Atzom is Meloshen Etzem. Rekev Etzem. Rekev Etzem. The Etzem of the person, not the bones, the Etzem of the person becomes Rekev. That's what's happening with Kinnah. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to Korach. He says, Hama'at Mikem. The Eibishter gave you the right to be Meshoris, to be Sheva Levi, to be Kashtem Gam Kohuna. What's Moshe Rabbeinu coming with this Taina Ma'at Mikem? There's various ways to learn it. In your Neinu, this is what Moshe is telling him. He's not just saying, what you're asking isn't good, but you're losing what you've got. Hama'at Mikem. You're losing those miles which you got. The Eibishter did give you Keiches. The Eibishter did give you a Tafkut, a Madrega Ruchnis, which you are able to achieve. Hama'at Mikem. Rabbeisai, you're missing the point. By looking over there, you've lost what you've got. Hama'at Mikem. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina. A good Shabbos.